Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, most of the answers are based upon the holy book of the Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear Sayyid, we will be talking about how a parent should never show their children a weak spot that they may then further on in life or later on abuse and manipulate. Dear Sayyid, how should we go on about doing this?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan da'in rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa anjil farajah. Now, with kids, we did say many times, they are very smart creatures.
Right.
They pick up quickly and they get to know things a lot quicker. Now, among the things that kids are good at, it's finding the parents' soft spots and their weaknesses.
Right.
Especially with the women, okay, with the mothers.
Or more emotional.
Yeah. Right. So the mothers, because they are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them too much emotions, which is a good thing, not a bad thing. But sometimes the women themselves, they don't know how to use that. They just leave it open. For example, I remember this happened to me once. It was a very cold winter day. I think it might even be snowing outside. And I had to wake up my daughter for school. Now, my daughter, she's, you know, I don't know, she's 6, 7. And under her blanket, be comfortable. Now she has to wake up cold and go to the school.
Right.
And the mother's like, oh, you know what, just leave her sleep. Just let her pass. I'm like, no. It's school day, you know? If I have to do this, how many days my daughter is going to get off? Just because her mom feeling, you know, sorry for her.
Right.
So she, my daughter understood that that's her mom's weakness. So every time that she doesn't want to go to school now, it's like, mom, she comes up with an excuse.
She manipulates it.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the mothers, I've given you extra emotions so you can compensate the lack of the father.
Okay. So that's the expression that's used.
So the father's going to lag. So we're going to give you a bit extra so you can make up for it. But don't let it, you know, there has
dominate
to be limitation.
Right.
You need to put a fence around it.
Right.
So when kids understand that they have a soft spot or a weakness from their parents, they will definitely abuse it, whether it's in a good way or sometimes even in a bad way.
Right.
For example, a child that knows that he starts yelling and screaming, his parents will give him whatever he wants quickly just to shut him up.
Right.
That will be a constant. That will, he will always use that method.
Right. It will be abused very much.
So he will always use that method
right.
to yell out and cry and scream so he could get what he wants.
Right. It's effective. Makes sense from a logical standpoint.
Exactly. And sometimes when a child, for example, he hits his parents and he sees their parents, they have no response and they don't know how to deal with it. And then he will start to do that always. So we're saying do not make sure you don't give them either a weak spot or weakness.
Right, and on that note, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing why a parent shouldn't show weak points to their children because the children may then abuse and manipulate these weak points. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
So we're saying these examples of being weak in front of our kids, it's so many that sometimes we don't pay attention to them. Right. We take them, you know, as lightly and... We get over it. The problem is this, it does not leave them, it just grows with them. Maybe they don't cry when they get older, but right. They will be more stubborn. Okay, for example, right. You could have someone who's 11, 12, or even older, right? The mother could ask him to eat food. She's like, no, I'm playing. I'll finish play and come.
Right.
And he's like, no, you have to eat now. So, do your work, you need to relax. And he's like, in the day when he was a kid, he used to scream at her and cry.
Right.
Now
right.
He can just raise his voice. Like, no. He's like raising his voice and, you know, rejecting his mom.
Right.
And obviously she doesn't want to get into that issue with her son. He's like, sure, fine. Just keep it quiet.
Just leave him be. Just,
yeah.
It's not so important
anyway. I've seen this with so many kids. The minute, I've seen it with, even boys at the age of 20, they yell at their moms. It's like, I don't want to eat now, right?
Right.
I'll eat later. Save my food. And the mother has to shut his mouth.
Right.
He's like, okay, sure, okay. You know? And right. She just gives up. So we said that when it comes to matters of weakness, we have to be very careful. Otherwise, we could be doing something that, that end up being devastating to the child himself, like something that will definitely... grow up with him.
And then if you want to fix this weak point that you have yourself have created in the situation, you're going to have to escalate dramatically to prevent the child
even
from doing this.
Well, that's a problem. Even if you fix your weak spot yourself, the child has already adopted a method.
Right.
Okay, for example, that the child that cries constantly if he doesn't get what he wants, so you've been giving him. Now I say, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give him anymore. Now, his crying will intensify.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
The situation escalates from
it
both parts.
It escalates even worse. So you haven't achieved anything. Therefore, we say you have to be, from the beginning, be careful and mindful. Because sometimes it's going to be very long process to try and to cure that.
Extremely difficult.
So and you will need a lot of patience too. For example, if you can't put up with him crying or he's screaming for a couple of seconds, imagine him doing it for an hour.
Right.
And kids have that. Yeah, and kids have that mentality to go like this. They have this arrogance to continue for such a long
time. They can focus single-handedly on one thing and stick with it.
That's it. Well, that's how kids work.
Right.
That's what makes them kids being kids. So as parents, like I said, one of the obstacles that we face sometimes is that we are too weak. Either we are too gentle, either we are too emotional, we are too attached, we give them what they want, we spoil them too much, and they find that weakness.
But just a note for our listeners, being emotional is a good thing. It just do not let these emotions create a hold that your child has over you, right?
Exactly. No, so for example, my children, they know I love them very much.
Right.
They know I'm a very emotional person with them as well. But they know that these tricks don't work on me.
Right.
Right.
Don't try
so it. No matter how much my son tries, no matter how hard he tries to get away with something, he knows he just can't do it.
Right.
So
right.
He just gives up. Dad, I'm like, no.
Doesn't work on me.
No, doesn't work.
Right. And with that, dear Sayyid, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we're discussing why parents shouldn't let their children have any leverage by showing them weak points. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
Therefore, when we try to look at ourselves and make sure that we are the best parents and we're best educators out there, and like, mind you, this doesn't always, it just doesn't happen with parents, it happens with teachers as well. Right. Teachers have to face the same problem when they have like bullies in the class and they have rude kids in the class and or the rich kids in the class, they can't do much too. So they end up also submitting to their will.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, and so when we try to remove these obstacles, like I always say, not only the benefit goes to the father, but the child does well. Because we have a law in Siyam and fasting. It says that if you're sick and you know your fasting will prolong your sickness, then it's haram for you to fast.
Right.
So you should not be fasting. So the same thing here is that sometimes you have to look at, now it might be a good thing to do to, I don't know, to control a child, keep a child quiet or get him to, you know, to get away from you.
Right.
But it might seem good at the time. But you have to look at the consequences of such an action on the long run.
You need to think long
term. You just open the door, as we say, you open the door to Pandora's box.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So we have a hadith from the Prophet. He says, إِذَا قَدَمْتَ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ فَتَدَبَّرَ عَقِبَتَهُ. If you come to do an action, look at the consequences. فَإِنْ كَانَ خَيْرًا فَأَقْبَلْ. If it's good, do it. فَإِنْ كَانَ شَرًّا, no, hold, hit the brakes and stop. So with your child, it's the same. Like, how we deal with them, they are, you know, like, you know, with robots these days, they have this AI system where they just look and learn as they go. This is a child, basically. He has that memory. He just looks and just saves information in his brain. And so if from a young age, he finds out these loopholes, that will continue. And sometimes you have people who are old enough, they still manage to manipulate and abuse their parents because of that. That fact, you know. For example, they know their mom doesn't say much. So even as an adult, not even a child, not even a teenager, adults, for example, they go steal from their moms. Because he knows his mom's not going to do anything. You know, she's too soft.
There's no consequence.
Yeah, it's like, what is
and
she going to do?
And she'll still continue on loving me and continuing like normal.
So they end up stealing from them. They end up doing a lot of bad stuff. And, you know, their safeguard, they go back to their mom. So, for example, I remember when I was a kid, my mom was very soft. Every time someone that's trying to get angry and with me, I run to my mom. Right. And that's it.
Right. It's a safe haven.
Yeah, it's a safe haven. And my mom used to do that. But then I think at some stage that said to her, okay, that shouldn't work anymore.
Right. Yeah.
You know, don't do that. Then my mom was like, no, go to your dad.
Right, yeah.
However you did, you have to face it. Then I had to find a new method of trying to find my dad's weakness. And I did, by the way.
You did?
I did. And I found his weakness is his prayer mat. If I am in the prayer mat, he can't hit me. And so as a child, you're constantly working to find a way to find his weak spot.
Little devils.
So now he always constantly has his prayer mat open, his turban, and his books. I go on the prayer mat, that's it. That's my embassy.
He cannot reach me. I dare you.
Yeah, yeah. So as kids, we don't want to do that. We have to make sure that this obstacle is removed.
As parents, you mean?
Yeah, as parents.
Do you say it? I thank you for your lecture. It has been very insightful, and inshallah, I myself and our dear listeners will reap lots of benefits from this information. We will unfortunately have to end today's program. I thank you for your insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any questions, comments, or just some feedback, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. We also have social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Take care.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect way.